This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications, brought to you in part by the New Mexico Municipal League and by Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe. Where last we left the discussion on school grades yesterday, Santa Fe Superintendent Veronica Garcia said that PED Secretary Christopher Ruskowski was playing politics by reporting the bad grades of Santa Fe schools, when the good news is they've made significant proficiency gains. She also said that the statistics show that schools in low-income areas score worse. More after this from the New Mexico Municipal League.
Hi, I'm Bill Fulginetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. There are 106 incorporated municipalities in New Mexico, and each has its own distinct characteristics, history, and personality. But they all share one thing in common. They are the government of and by the people. The New Mexico Municipal League strives to aid each municipal government to be the best they can be, a better New Mexico through better cities.
Garcia went on to say, quote, "With that said, we will not use poverty as an excuse. We will work to mitigate impacts of poverty by working with our partners like communities and schools and others that provide assistance to our students and families," end quote. The news is not all bad. 9 of the 15 largest districts in the state saw more of the same number of A grades as last year, including Santa Fe. But 5 of the largest districts saw more F grades. In the press conference, Ruskowski praised 3 districts, Farmington, Gadsden, and Hobbs, for continuing to improve their scores. They had very few failing schools. Gene Schmidt, superintendent of the Farmington schools, said, quote, "The growth of our kids is something that we're very proud of, but we recognize there are a lot of kids we still have to reach," end quote. Not a single Farmington school failed. More after this. Rio Rancho had 5% more A's than last year, 33%. 33% also got B's and 22% got C's. 11% got a D. None has ever had an F in Rio Rancho. Las Cruces saw improvement also. 3% improvement in schools getting an A. 13% got an F. The superintendent of the Las Cruces schools, Greg Ewing, said, quote, "Since we don't fully understand how the state's value-added model plays into the overall calculation of school grades, it's difficult for schools to predict their grades. As a result, it's also difficult for schools to know what they need to do in order to improve them. Because park scores factor so heavily in school letter grades, I continue to question whether school letter grades are a meaningful way to convey the quality of education that I see is taking place in all of our classrooms when I visit them," end quote. Back in 2012, when the school grading system was really introduced by then-PED Secretary Hannah Scandera, it was met with distrust and skepticism. Too much emphasis, folks said, was placed on student achievement. Standardized tests, some said, shouldn't be used to gauge how well a school is doing. Now, 6 years later, it still is. Final words after this from Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe.
Hey, New Mexico. For years, Santa Fe's Gallery Ethnica has been supplying museums and fine galleries all over the globe with folk art, furniture, and collectibles from nearly 50 countries. Our new 3,000-square-foot outlet store in Santa Fe has products and art from exotic locales. Gallery Ethnica, 1301 Cerrillos Road at the corner of Baca.
The reality seems to be that the primary factor in grading a school is how well its students perform. That, in our opinion, is why they're there. If the students are not competent when they graduate, their lives, their families, and their communities all suffer. This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications. Stay connected.